You're listening to the audio production of The Berenstain Bears, Brother Bear Favorites by Jan and Mike Berenstain, published by Zondervan and read by Julia Tracy.
The Berenstain Bears, The Forgiving Tree. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. It was a special day in a treehouse down a sunny dirt road deep in bear country. It was Brother Bear's birthday. "Happy birthday, brother!" shouted the party guests as Mama brought in the cake. Then they all sang the birthday song. "Make a wish," said Sister. Brother closed his eyes, made a wish, and blew out the candles. "Yay!" the guests yelled, clapping and blowing on noisemakers. Papa cut the cake, and everyone dug in. "What did you wish for?" asked Cousin Fred. "If I tell, it won't come true," said Brother. When they were finished eating the cake, it was time to open presents. Brother got some very nice ones, a model plane, some books, a racing car set, and a video game. Then he noticed Papa sneaking into the next room. When he came back, he was pushing a brand new bike. "Wow!" said Brother excitedly. "It's exactly what I wished for!" "Lucky you didn't tell Fred," said Sister. "That's a beautiful bike," said Fred, admiring it. "I sure wish I had a bike like that." "Oh," said Brother without thinking, "you can borrow it any time you like." "Gee, thanks," said Fred. "Let's try out your new video game," suggested Sister. All the cubs crowded around while Brother and Sister played the new video game. They were so interested, they didn't notice anything else for a while. But then Brother looked over at his brand new bike. It was gone. "Hey," said Brother, "where's my new bike?" "Say," said Lizzie, looking out the window, "isn't that Fred riding it?" Lizzie was right. Cousin Fred was outside riding Brother's brand new bike around the treehouse. Brother was furious. "That Fred," growled Brother, "he can't do that." And he charged outside. "Uh-oh," said Mama and Papa running after him. But they were too late. Brother was already chasing Fred around the treehouse, yelling for him to get off his bike. He startled Fred so much that poor Fred didn't look where he was going and ran right into a mailbox. He wasn't hurt, but the bike was. The front wheel was bent and wouldn't turn. "Look what you did," shouted Brother. "Who said you could ride my new bike?"
"You did," said Fred.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?